Oh, Anna, we've come to a beautiful Santa's grotto to record this week's episode, and there are all kinds of lit up snow globes and... How do we even describe it? There's a camper van with lights flashing. There's a Ferris wheel. There's an igloo with that moves with penguins sliding out of it. There is a train set with a Christmas tree that spins.
Gingerbread house.
There even is a cable car, a wooden ski lift here They are moving.
And there's 10% off all lighting I'm coming back to purchase.
Well, today we are thinking, because in the next few days we are ready to open day one of our advent calendars. And yes, people, we are allowed to officially start talking about Christmas without apologising now.
Do you know what? Nearly choked with excitement, but it's time to embrace the festivities.
Today we are talking about how to stay in the zone. A few weeks ago, we encouraged you to maybe lay out what you want your Christmas wishes to be. And this is a bit of a check-in episode to say, how are you doing?
Yeah.
Maybe some of the things that we need to think about to stay motivated. Today we're talking about why we should stay motivated. And next week our special members episode goes into the how. We look at strategies and tips. But the how, the why, I think is something that people can lose sight of.
Yeah, lose momentum with it as it starts to get busy, stressful. You kind of forget and you think, oh, I'll start again in January.
Maybe sometimes you start off like this Ferris wheel, like as sounded. It just sounds like a weird electrical signal. But you start off like a Ferris wheel. You're consistently moving.
Yes.
The lights are shining brightly. And then maybe a few weeks in, it might just start to slow
down.
Stutter. The lights are dimming.
Yes.
Maybe
like this one here. Bit knackered.
The impetus that you started with can start to wane.
The want starts to drain out of you, doesn't it? So we are here to reignite your fire, to put a sparkle in your... I don't know, your light.
Put a sparkle in your light. I'm just looking at this.
Do you know what? I think it's a really critical time of year.
Sorry, I just had to get distracted by that song.
You were just having a little bounce then, weren't you, of the old name? I think now is a really important time to kind of refuel, reignite, and think about how New Year's changes are made the previous year and how you behave in the coming few weeks can really affect your 2024.
Yeah. Well, so we're in the garden centre, so there is a Santa's grotto right next to us, which is basically filled with children and a snowman and all kinds of things. Let's head towards the baubles as we think about other stuff. So a key part, I suppose, that is unique about Slimming World is about the group support, the online support that you get.
And sense of community.
If people are... Every kind of challenge, hurdle... pitfall, people have been in your shoes at some point or another, and there is a potential strategy out there. There are features written about how to approach certain circumstances.
Yeah, there's support, there's ideas, there's other people's knowledge, knowing what, you know, maybe done many festive seasons before. And I think that's what's really empowering about being in either the community online or being in a group, is that you get that motivation and inspiration and understanding. Because I think sometimes as people trying to lose weight, we can feel very lonely, and we're like the only people in the world who have ever felt like this.
There is a brilliant article in the member section called How to Stay on Track at Christmas.
Yes.
And I was reading through that the other day, and I just find sometimes when you're kind of looking for features and then you just stumble upon something, it came up with lots of different scenarios that we could get stuck on, like body magic has been on the back burner.
Yeah.
I've got lots of Christmas treats in the house. I need some sin-saving drink ideas.
That's dear. About sin-saving
somebody,
drink
yes, exactly.
Yeah.
I've got a rotten cold.
Yeah.
I mean, we can often
There's
come up with
time.
Many excuses
yes.
at this time. And I kind of what I appreciated about that particular article is it kind of laid out what some of those underlying things could be that might distract us.
And also then the counter argument, because I think what I could be very good at doing is saying, but I've got this so I can't. Well, actually you've got this, but what can you do? How can you think about that? And that's why sometimes realigning your why, your motivation, your dream, how you'd love to feel is so important, because then it allows you the kind of, I don't know, spark to say, right, well actually it is cold outside, so I'm going to do an online activity video so I can stay inside. You know, there is lots of treats around, but I don't need to open them till the day before Christmas. And just because other people are doing this, I don't need to do it. But you know what it's like when you're feeling a bit lackluster. It's very easy to go, oh, what's the point? I can't do it, so I won't do it. So again, this is your little sign if you're struggling with the motivation to pick yourself up and think, how do I want 2023 to end? And how do I want to start 2024?
It's really interesting if you can kind of dig out your Christmas bauble. What did you write on that? How did you want to feel? Because often we talk about the what, but we don't talk about how we want it to feel.
Yeah.
And sometimes we can maybe set the wrong goal. Is it that actually a few weeks in, you realise the goal that you set might not need to happen, you need to change that goal?
Or has it evolved? Has it become something deeper? Has it become something different? You know, so my goal started with one thing. It's now got four things on it because I knew to achieve the big one, I had to break it down into smaller segments. I also know that mine had to come away from numbers and had to come and be about habits.
Yeah, that's really interesting because actually one of my goals I've already achieved.
Oh my gosh, brilliant.
Yeah, I really wanted to get back to Platinum Body Magic again and I've just done it.
Oh, congratulations, hon. That's a real achievement, isn't it? And I think it's knowing, well, actually, I might not be quite where I want to be, but what have you achieved? So is it the fact that actually you've bought tins of sweets for the family, but they're not open yet? Or, you know, you've actually wanted to become more active and you've started that process. Maybe now is a time to review, celebrate, regroup and say, right, this is what I want to achieve. It's coming up. I've still got time.
What's really interesting about, you know, the kind of how do I want to feel? Previously, I would have not really enjoyed standing in this place where we are with the Christmas trees and the baubles and all the weird Christmassy things, because Christmas was not really a time that I necessarily enjoyed.
Quite upsetting, yeah.
Yeah, it was. There was a lot going on, like, emotionally or just, I just didn't really enjoy it, but I kind of feel like a sense of peace that I almost look forward to, I don't know, celebrating the end of the year.
Yes, rather than
now
Christmas.
That I've got a different mindset and I approach it differently.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't know. That's kind of hard to. That's something that I feel like that has evolved over the years that I've been doing Slimming World,
and totally get
that's what I find really interesting about. Following, like, when you're changing a lifestyle and you're not using this as a diet, then I think over the years you never stop learning. You never stop learning new recipes. You never stop learning new strategies. There's always, I don't know, little challenges that come up and you've got to think about different ways through it. Like, you know, you don't just do something well, then that's it, completed it, mate.
No. Yeah.
You've been doing it for so many years and you know the Christmas strategies. Like, if I shook you upside down, closed your eyes,
it would be Christmas.
You would just be able to, like, you know, just say it, but you still have to really think about it and plan it.
So a lot of it now is second nature. Like, I love mince pies, but a mince pie in my life doesn't get eaten till Christmas Eve.
A mince pie doesn't love you.
No. But it doesn't get eaten till Christmas Eve. I would not go and buy big jars of chocolate and sweets. Just wouldn't happen.
I remember a lady sent us an email saying Christmas does not start until...
Yes. Yeah. And again, but they're things I've had to practice and learn. But also what I've learned along the many Christmases over 20 that I've had is that it's the season to be enjoyed. And it's the season to find joy, but doesn't have to be joy in the way that it used to be. And actually, it's the season to say, look how well I've done. And that doesn't have to be numbers on the scales. It could be habit change. It could be activity. It could be the way I've learnt to socialise differently. It's a real time for celebration and reflection of many things.
I suppose also that, you know, like, when we have that kind of excitement, when we set those wishes on our Christmas bauble, we're not quite fully in the Christmas zone yet, are we? And that idea about maybe sometimes needing to readjust because perhaps...
Yes.
We've realised that Christmas is a bit more of an emotional trigger than we thought, or we're finding it more challenge. And that flexibility, I think, with ourselves in saying, do you know what, actually that might not work, or I need to potentially just...
different.
Yeah, I think that is really interesting, being open and using the online groups, online support, the groups, talking to people about it's not quite going to plan. I could do with some help.
Yes, and exactly, remembering it's your goal, it's something you've set, it's something you can choose to do, it's something you can choose to adjust, is really it's vitally important.
I mean, let me give an example. Maybe you wanted, what even is this? Is this like a fox with a book and a cup of tea for a bauble? But now you've decided you want a penguin in a red coat.
Oh my, I mean, I'm,
or
yes.
Or do you want an allotment of knitted carrots, allotment patch?
I mean, no, I want a pork pie. No, I don't. No, I want the frog. Oh, yeah, sorry. But again, it's knowing you have a different goal and maybe a different way to get it. So this is why you may need to regroup and think, actually, I didn't realise what a challenge X, Y and Z was going to be. So actually, my goal is going to be to slightly tweak it. It may be that you've accomplished the goal like the Platinum Body Magic. So you want to change that and now go for, I don't know, something different. But remembering you're in charge and you're in control. So it's yours to have. And that's quite a powerful feeling rather than thinking I've got to. You know what I mean?
And your point about not always kind of looking at the stats and the
yes.
weight and looking at the other kind of the feeling, the other things that you can kind of aim for, I think is really interesting because we don't need to put any more pressure on ourselves at Christmas than we're already under culturally, I think.
And I think it's recognising that, again, for a lot of us, the festive period does bring up a lot of emotions. A lot of us don't like it. A lot of us feel pressure. We see people that we don't necessarily see all the time, or we miss loved ones. And it's actually saying, right, well, how can I make myself feel really good and really in control? Actually, it is with my eating habits, my drinking habits and my activity. So I think celebration is so key, and maybe reflection of how far have you come in 2023, and then thinking about how much more you can achieve in 2024. That's what I'm excited about.
Yeah. Can I just point out, in front of the baubles where we are, look, there's a free food one.
There's a parsnip yeah.
bauble.
This is the most incredible place. I'm literally like in my seventh heaven, and it's not food related, which is incredible.
There's even got coffee cups here for baubles.
God,
I mean, you could just do like
a
member display with, and look, lychees.
Oh.
Is that what that is?
Either that or someone's got an issue and needs to see a doctor.
Yeah. I don't know what it is, but it's £4 for, so I don't know. Oh, it's maybe a conker, horse chestnut.
Oh, I love that.
But you could do a member display using only Christmas baubles from here.
A veg patch. But again, do you see how excited we're getting about something that could potentially be really quite boring, Christmas decorations? Because we're seeing it through new eyes. We're excited about it. Again, that's thinking about your food optimising and your body magic. Get excited this festive season of maybe not having heartburn, maybe not sitting on the sofa and eating copious amounts of chocolate. Get excited about the new habits you've created.
Do you know my segue? I think that's a really good kind of question to throw to people to end this, really, is where are you at with your goal, and are you still excited by it?
Yes.
And that, I think, is where you're like, is this working? Because you've got just under 4 weeks now till Christmas Day.
Oh, you could do it.
And there's still time to tweak, to change, to readdress, to maybe push a little bit further if that's what you need to.
Just a thought. I think a lot of us feel, so I have to achieve my Christmas goal by Christmas. Imagine if every Christmas for the last 10 years you've told yourself you were going to be away and you never were. But actually this Christmas, you're 75% closer. What an achievement. It's just a slightly different goal. So really, really looking at it maybe in a slightly different eyes and giving yourself the ability to celebrate your success, whatever that looks like to you.
Yeah.
I'm off to buy some balls.
Do you know what? Let's get as many of the vegetable baubles, right? And we'll go back into the Santa's grotto. Oh, you've got some healthy extra cheese there. And we'll go and we'll take a photo of us with all the free food related items that we can. So whilst we pick the garlic, parsnips.
Can we get a cheese now?
Yeah, cheese is healthy extra. As long as it's weighed and measured.
Yeah, this is measured.
I don't think a dinosaur or a frog is.
Have you got a garlic?
Have you got a vegetable patch?
Yeah. Oh, what's that? A Brussels sprout?
A Brussels sprout. What?
Oh, my God. What else have we got? Christmas pudding, not.
Right. Anyway, we'll end this podcast now, but good luck. Let us know how you're getting on. If you want to just check in and type up an email and send it to us as like accountability, you can send that to our email, slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com, and we're on Instagram @slimmingworldpodcast. If you want to take a photo and tag us in, how are you getting on with your Christmas wish? Have you had to reassess whatever your situation? And we'll go take this photo.
I'm literally obsessed by the balls and the cheese.
happy Christmas.
You'll find me here in the new year.
Yes. Ooh. And we'll be back next week for a members only podcast, which is available in the Slimmer World members area, where we will go into detail about the how. We'll talk Christmas strategies, we'll talk tipping points, we'll talk about alcohol and socialising and planning for all that, so that you make sure you have a great time and you stay on track with your weight loss. See you soon.
Bye for now.